You, my friend, are so not the usual leader. And neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. Hey, rebels and badass leaders. Have you ever had a boss who screwed up royally and did not apologize? He or she might have insulted you, accused you of something you did not do, embarrassed you, called you on the carpet in public. I mean, just really bad behavior, and never once privately offered you a bone of contrition. I know you have. We all have, haven't we? Apologizing is probably one of the most difficult things we human beings ever do. And we've all got family members and colleagues and bosses and neighbors and people we know who struggle with it, or worse, totally ignore it. One trait good leaders have is the ability to easily acknowledge and publicly admit when they make mistakes. And we admire that level of humility and humbleness, don't we? So how come it's so damn difficult for most of us to do it ourselves? Now, you're going to laugh at me for bringing up the whole topic of apologizing, because I'm Canadian. And we're known worldwide for apologizing for every little thing. Bad weather? Oh, sorry. Walked two steps in front of you? Oh, sorry. Forgot to do something? Oh, man, sorry. Spilled something? Sorry. Bumped into you? Sorry. Lied? Sorry. Laughed? Sorry. We say sorry a lot. It's the great Canadian way, eh? So why am I going on about being sorry? Because when you admit it, you show the class, the graciousness, and the humility that others don't. You demonstrate you have higher standards, and therefore you stand out. But most importantly, trust and respect is yours. But there is a proper way to apologize. I believe the phrase, "I'm sorry," or the phrase, "I'm so sorry," belong to only one circumstance, just one. Somebody died and you're attempting to say something consoling. That is the only time and place "I'm sorry" properly belongs. As in, "I'm so sorry your beautiful Jennifer has left us. What a horrible loss." But what about all the other times we screw up and we need to acknowledge it in the eyes of everyone? One phrase: "Forgive me." Or if you want to get fancy, "Please forgive me." Do you notice the difference in how it feels? "I'm sorry" puts the onus on you to admit you were a jerk. "Forgive me" gives you a vehicle to admit you were a jerk and puts the onus on the other person to let go of their feelings and emotions. "Forgive me" is so much more neutral than "I am sorry," and neutrality in discussion is vital. In fact, it's always wise to acknowledge emotions on all sides, and it's unwise to take those emotions on yourself. That is why I prefer "forgive me." I learned this way of apologizing just a few years ago. Immediately, it felt comfortable and right, and a million times better than "I am sorry." And I got to tell you, I was massively annoyed. I needed more than 50 years of living before I learned it. It's so simple, isn't it? "Forgive me." You want to know something funny? I have always led my life by the credo, it is far better and far easier to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission. So never once in my entire career did I ask for permission. I just went out and I did. And if I ever overstepped too much, or I got reamed out for going outside my lane. I always believed in the just beg for forgiveness part. So it's very strange it took me so many years to learn to actually say, forgive me. Let me share two ways I have recently used the forgive me position, and please pay attention to the results. As my mother used to say, you can attract more bees with honey than vinegar. I was recently involved in a convoluted auto insurance circumstance, which was vexing to say the least. I was at my wit's end with the agent, and after 6 weeks of getting nowhere fast, I logged a call to the complaints department and I wrote a note to the president. When I eventually spoke to a real live body, I irritated her with my persistence in trying to understand how a settlement offer occurs. Finally, she quoted chapter and verse from the Magic Insurance Bible about what the policy was and what the industry standards were. And it was clear to me then I had no way of winning the argument that I wanted to win. Forgive me for being so irritating. This is the first time in 6 weeks I have heard this formal policy. Thank you for being so forthright and upfront. Guess what happened? Her level of irritation dropped immediately. She went out of her way to help ensure that I got everything under the law that was coming to me, and when there was another hiccup, she ruled in favor of me, not them. The second example I want to share is a recent private group Facebook interaction. I think we can all agree that two-dimensional writing is not the same as three-dimensional in-person interactions, right? Because we all imagine in our minds that there are more meanings behind the words on the screen and they're more weighty than what they actually might really be. Recently, I was annoyed at someone who called me out for taking over her thread with what she considered inappropriate advice. Instead of losing my cool, I studied her response and I tried to put myself in her shoes. So I wrote her the following private message. Good morning. I just saw your extremely polite post about keeping other bits out of your lane. Forgive me for polluting your thread. I applaud you for giving back to the community and also tip my hat to you for admitting what you don't know. Your honesty and transparency goes a long way in cementing your reputation in this forum. Perhaps one day we can compare our intentions and swap war stories about the pros and cons of helping people online. Now, notice I did not apologize for messing with her, nor did I apologize for getting her knickers in a twist. I also did not apologize for adding the extra knowledge dimensions she didn't seem to want. I merely acknowledged her position, and by saying, forgive me for polluting your thread, I did not need to justify my actions or carry on about what I perceived the issues really were. She responded in the most beautiful fashion, and we ultimately had a 90-minute phone call about how we might help the group and each other. Now, I can't tell you right now whether our ideas will work or not. I think they will. Well, who knows? What I can tell you is the person I met on the phone was a beautiful soul, and I would never have met her if I had not immediately gone the forgive me route. My point is this: apologizing has everything to do with publicly acknowledging how the other person feels about your actions. It's about his or her emotions, not yours. And if you realize you did or said something horrible, you likely won't do it again when you publicly state, forgive me. Because whatever horrible stuff you feel about it stays under your control, and you have risen above most of the population without flagellating yourself. Forgive me is the perfect way for everyone to save face. The other person feels acknowledged and heard. You publicly admit in a non-emotional way that you know you screwed up. You end up looking like you have taken the high ground as the great leader you are. And ultimately, you remain in control of the relationship and can now take it on an unemotional and different, non-destructive path. Forgive me. Or please forgive me. Try it next time you know you screwed up or someone accuses you of messing with them. It works beautifully all of the time. Save your I'm sorries for folks coping with death. Listen, you know I believe in you, and I know you can make the impact you want. Have a great week. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.ca.